Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Today's topic is mindset. Let me give you the definition. It means to understand how the people, places, and things in your surroundings can be modified to serve you in creating your new story. Realize the power and importance of self-awareness. Use tools for building a healthy mindset. My name is Denise Thompson. I'm a caring mom, wife of almost 41 years, educator, health agent, best-selling author, and love guiding people to their optimal health, be it mental, physical, or financial. With a background and life experience of over 50 years in the medical field, I have a lot of practical and theoretical experience and knowledge, and just feel like I have to share it with you. I can't keep it to myself anymore. It just needs to come out, and I hope I can bring you some value with this session. So I want to start by guiding you actually through a few questions and see how you would answer those. The first one is, who is responsible for your current health and well-being? A, your parents. B, your spouse. C, your friends. D, your environment. E, your genetics. Or F, you. What is your first impression? Who is responsible for your health and well-being? Make sure you write it down somewhere. So if you don't have a piece of paper and a pen handy, let me know. I mean, I can give you 20 seconds to go get that, and then we're going to continue because I'm going to ask you quite a few questions that I want you to revisit after the show, and you will realize how it's going to open your way of looking at things and how it might make a difference in how your mindset works. So again, if you need a minute, go get it real quick, and I will continue in just a few seconds. For the ones who are back, I'm going to repeat the question. I'm going to ask you a few questions to guide you through the way we can actually work with our mindset. And the first question was, who is responsible for your current health and well-being? A, your parents. B, your spouse. C, your friends. D, your environment. E, your genetics. Or F, you. What is your answer? And you get a chance at the end that you can send me your answers. And the person who was very honest, or let's say three people who were very honest and wrote in the answers to the email that I'm going to give you at the end, they will get a prize from me. So that's it. So we can talk about who's in charge of our lives, right? But let me go to the next question. Is life happening to you? Let's see. It says, let me ask you to answer the questions below so that we can assess how you are responding currently to your world. Choose only one answer for each. So the next thing is about your intelligence is A, something very basic about you and cannot change. B, you can learn new things, but you can't really change how intelligent you are. C, fixed by the age of 5 and cannot change beyond then. Or D, no matter how much intelligence you have, you can always significantly change it. So mark the one that's most appropriate for you. The next one is, your character as a person is A, set and there is not much you can do to change that. B, flexible so you can do things differently, but the important parts can't really be changed. C, determined by your family and cannot really be altered. D, is changeable and you can always modify basic things about the kind of person you are. The next one, when presented with a challenge, I, A, find myself getting upset most of the time. B, usually shy away from it and hoping someone else will take care of it. C, find myself making excuses. D, look to see what I can learn. Which one of those four choices is you? Next one. When something bad happens in the world, I, A, find myself focusing on whose fault it was, find myself wondering why the world is not different. C, find myself blaming people who hold other beliefs. Or D, seek to understand what can be learned from it. For the next one, when I am in an argument, I, A, find it important to be right above everything else. B, find myself quick to the point to point out the blame. C, feel sorry for myself. Or D, seek to understand what the other person is saying. Next one. When I find myself overacting, I, A, blame it on someone else, blame it on something else, blame it on myself, look to understand why. And the last one for right now, when I find myself getting upset because someone makes me look stupid, I, A, find myself unable to think straight, B, look to blame it on someone else, feel very angry, D, realize only I can upset myself. So these were just a few questions to actually see how you feel about it, how you think, because this is going to help us determine what your mindset is. It starts with self-awareness. It's really important to understand that if you're unaware that you are operating at a subconscious level and making choices that are not in your own best interest, then you cannot improve. That's first. Secondly, you absolutely need to decide that you are going to take responsibility for your behavior and your results. This is very different from placing blame or responsibility on something or someone outside of your control. And in psychology, how an individual responds to their world is referred to as the locus of control. In other words, I do make life happen, or is it happening to me? Who is in charge? So those things are so important to look at. I go, oh my goodness, this is pretty deep. So what do you think so far? Just some ideas. So we did talk about what your intelligence is, your character as a person. Let me see, life is happening to you or for you. Okay, so I did ask if your life was happening to you or for you. And let me just make sure I get it all correct. Okay, then, okay, so we know there's different brains. I'm not going to go into all of that because I just want to focus mostly on the mindset. How do we break the stimulus response that triggers reactive behavior and gains control over our automated brain and subconscious mind? Do you remember that I have mentioned the stop, challenge, choose so many times? It is so important to use these three little words with yet so much meaning. They can really help you move the needle forward to success, to progress, to stop procrastinating, to stop blaming everybody else, to so many things. So let me read to you again what it stands for, to totally create awareness within you so we can work on that mindset. The Stop Challenge Choose. This is all about becoming fully aware at the moment when the stimulus or event happens, so that you can choose to delay the immediate response from being triggered. To do this, we engage our thinking brain. And there are things we can do. So let me start with the stop. So when you feel something coming on and you start feeling irritated, you start feeling that somebody is blaming you for something, and you are not sure which story you are telling yourself, the one you want to tell yourself or the one that is really, really true. So stop what you're thinking. Stop. Your mind and body are tightly linked. The physical sensation, like that feeling in your gut, are cues that signal you to immediately take control of your current condition. Then challenge yourself by becoming good at stopping. You are putting yourself in a position to know how to control your responses to a negative feeling. And then you get to choose. And in this case, this book that I'm using is making you aware, teaching you the principled habits of health so that you will have a growing repertoire of better choices to make in every circumstance. Like all other habits, installation using Stop Challenge Choose will take time and practice to learn and install, but over time will become automated. So that's so pretty awesome. Your detected feeling is the cue which signals stop. Gene is your thinking challenge of sorting out what is going on. And reward is making the right choice by choosing an action that turns a potential negative action into a positive choice. This will give you a sense of accomplishment. It's pretty awesome, isn't it? So engage your thinking. You know, I mean, we have choices. We really do have choices. And I want to ask you, what are some of the immediate ways you can start using Stop Challenge Choose? I noticed with me, temptations is one. People are liking to tempt me. My husband is a sweetheart. I love him with all my heart. However, there are times where he just loves to tempt me. He eats ice cream in front of me. He eats cookies in front of me. And he knows that's not really good for me, because it's not only affecting my body, it's affecting my thinking. I start getting a brain fog when I have sugar like that. So I don't want to be in that sugary wave for just a few quick reward. No taste reward, TLC through food. And then 20 minutes later or 30 minutes later, I have that sugar crash. I feel tired. I feel I'm not worth it. I feel, oh my gosh, I caved in again. I am so stupid. There's nothing stupid about it. Temptations are real. It's how we act and react to them that makes us different. So how to make the best decisions or not feeling like doing something. Procrastination. So that is pretty, many of us are using procrastination because we do not want to face the challenge. Honestly, I hate doing taxes. I've known now for 2 weeks that I need to get them done. And every day I find something else to do instead of doing my taxes. So the day when I'm going to start putting a half an hour to an hour aside to start, tomorrow, the next half hour to an hour. and over the weekend the same, and then I should be done. So I don't have to spend a whole day in getting something done. Just a few minutes, like half an hour, or if I can, an hour with focus gets more accomplished than just thinking you have to do everything in one day. Name three things you want to stop doing immediately. So I'll give you mine again that I did on October 15, 2020. Number one was procrastination, and I'm getting much better at it. To stop that and just take the bull by the horn and get it done. Two, taking on too much and being overwhelmed. No need for that. Take on one thing at a time, get it done, and then go to the next thing. And three, going below the line. Remember, I've been talking about thinking below or above the line. And that, just in the short, it means when you think above the line, you're positive. You find what you can learn, what you could substitute with to make it better or whatnot. And when you think below the line, you're in a blaming mode, accusing mode, angry mode. That's not conducive to anything. It really does not serve you or anybody around you. So that's why this is so important. So write down ways that you are currently using Stop Challenge 2s to increase your awareness. That's one. And self-control is another. And go from there. And now I'm going to give you a little technique that could help. You know, when you're buying a car, you know what the label reads with the mileage, with the fuel consumption? It says city miles and highway miles. Why are they different? Well, they serve for a different purpose. City miles, that's more stop and go. Highway miles is usually a steady going. You can even set the cruise control, and it uses a lot less fuel because you're consistent. You're not putting on the brake, pushing the pedal, the gas pedal to the metal, slamming on the brake. That takes a lot more inertia, and it uses much more fuel. But when you go steady, and then if for any chance you have to slow down, or when for any chance you have to slow down, it takes less to brake and slow down. And then you just speed up slowly again to get back to the speed you need to go or want to go. That's safe. So that's the same with us, with our brain. We really need to get into that and just totally work with it. Okay, wow. So our body is kind of compared to the same, or our mind, like to a car. When we use the stop challenge choose, we stop wasting energy for something that we don't need to use it from. So let me see where I'm at here. Okay. So I just asked you, write down ways that you are currently using the stop challenge choose. Choose to increase your awareness. What do you do to increase your awareness? What do you do for self-control? What do you do conscious breathing skills? There are some that are really wonderful. There is one that says inhale to the count of four and exhale to the count of six. So you normally inhale through the nose and you normally exhale to the mouth, and it really helps you. That's the first one, with a constant rhythm. So it's not once you do one deep breath in and three breaths out, and then you do four breaths in and six breaths out, and then you do four breaths in, eight breaths out. No. Stay constant, because that calms you down and makes you more relaxed. And even flow, when you create that, an even flow of air so that the speed of inhale and exhale are the same, this ensures a consistent flow rate that helps establish a smoothness to go along with a constant rhythm. Create a positive emotional experience. How can you do that? Focus on your heart or the center of your chest, even flow breaths, and feel the positive emotional experience as the chaos starts to pass, which will give you a sense of calm and control. Do you see how this can really help? Then describe how it's working. Do those things for yourself. Use the stop challenge cues. Use the breathing technique. Use the even flow. Third, create a positive emotional experience. And to know that there's so much you can do for yourself. You know, I have come up with a little saying, and I have received confirmation from medical doctors that it's actually a true statement. And it says, positive mindset creates health, whereas negative mindset causes illness. Did you hear? It's not just positive versus negative. It's creating health versus causing illness. So knowing that, what is your choice? For me, it's just totally, you know, it's just totally obvious what I want, because I've been working on it now for quite a few years. So what are some examples that we could, you know, talk about? Okay, one of them I can give you is, yep, my husband just had an accident at work, and he called me that somebody's taken him to the ER, and he would keep me posted of what's going on. Well, the first thing that happened to me is, oh my goodness, is he going to make it home? Do I still see him? What's going on? I go, wait a minute. What are you doing? And I said, I need to stop challenge choose. And I said, stop that thought. It doesn't serve me. It doesn't serve my husband. And then I asked myself, I challenged myself, why am I thinking that way? Well, I know what he said would happen if things weren't going well. But he didn't say that. He only said that somebody was taking him to the ER to be taken care of. So there is so much hope in that statement. Why did I derail? And then I got to choose. And I said, okay, thank you so much. Keep me posted. I love you. And I was calm when I said it, because I did that stop challenge juice real quick. I took a sip of water to slow my breathing down so I couldn't hyperventilate. That's a tendency that many of us have instead of thinking clearly. And what I found out when hubby came home afterwards, he told me exactly what happened. He told me what he did. And I have to say, I was so, so proud of him. Instead of freaking out about the accident that could have been really, really bad, and he could have fallen to his death, that didn't even enter his mind. He says, okay, I've taken these steps many a times. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to count my steps. I'm going to touch the railing. I'm going to do this and that. And then I can make it safely down 300 feet off the object he was on. And I can get help. I need to do that because nobody can find me where I am up here. And so he did. He focused very clearly on what needed to be done, and it served him and all of us so well, because he is totally on the mend. He's doing great. Everything is wonderful, and everybody at work is happy that he is back. I'm happy he is back. He's not in pain anymore like he was the day it happened, and I'm not going to go into details because I can't do that. All right, it's definitely important that I keep that confidential, but I can give the example. And for me, that example was really important. So I bet you have things that had happened, are happening, or will happen in your future that you can use the Stop Challenge Choose and actually control your mindset, remain positive. Again, a positive mindset creates health, whereas a negative mindset causes illness. We just really want to be positive as much as possible. And if we have a pity party once for something, leave it at 5 minutes tops and then move on. Do something else. Find a solution. Find something to learn from and move on. Or do something else. Go for a walk. Take deep breaths. Drink some water. Do some exercising. Raise your arms. Anything to get you out of that negative mindset. So having said that, I hope it is of some value to you that you know now mindset is so crucial, and it really helps us to focus on the things that serve us and serve others much more than anything else. So I just want to offer you a couple of gifts if you choose to take me up on them. One is a health goal strategy session that I talk to you one-on-one to help you figure out your best strategy to gain your health to the maximum, to the optimal way. And the other one is I have an email health newsletter that I send out regularly. And if you choose to receive it, I need your best email address so I can send it to. So in order for you to do that, I need you to email me to CoachDenise@ctdigest.net. Unfortunately, I couldn't hyperlink it, but you can to your URL. And then in the subject line, the first three letters have to be capitalized, BTR for Blog Talk Radio, and then a short and concise message in the body. For example, that you would love to take advantage of the Health Goal Strategy session, or you would like to sign up for the e-health newsletter, or you would like both, so I can get in touch with you and sign you up for the newsletter. Or the other way you can do it is voicemail or text me at 562-335-4956 and do the exact same as above. First three letters in the subject line are BTR, and they've given the date 3-4-21, so I know what it's about. And I do not answer phone calls unless you are in my contact list and we have a scheduled call, because I want to be 100% present when I talk to you and not distracted with everything else. So I really hope that, working on the mindset has given you some ideas, that you have answered the questions that I asked. And if you choose to send me your answers and make sure I know to which question they are, you can replay this over and over again. So you can write the question down as an A, B, C, D, or A, B, C, D, E, F, whatever it is, so I know what's going on. And then I also know how I can formulate your health goal strategy session. That's going to be very beneficial for it. And, I just would love to be there with you. And the people who send in their results for the questions, I will choose the three top ones and send them a present. So I will get back to you and ask for your physical address so I can mail you something. All right. That's it for today. I really hope you got some benefits out of this episode. And you might want to listen to it over and over again. And I did actually use the life book, your life book from Dr. A's Habits of Health, to guide me through it for you, because that's what I'm using for my clients and for myself. And it's been nothing short but miraculous for me to learn things, to overcome things, and to use the tools on hand to make my life better. All right, have a fabulous week. Until next Thursday, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.